The Assassination of Abraham Lincoln by
Quinn,
Sean,
Esme,
Joseph,
and Vlad.
April 14th, 1865. The laughter of the audience at Ford's Theater drained out the sound of John Wilkes Booth's footsteps. He reached the top of the stairs leading into the president's box and stopped in front of a smooth wooden door. It reflected the bright light emitting from the lamps in the hallway. It was bright like the mood at the theater before that moment.
This play is hilarious.
Yes, it is.
Booth quickly flew through the door too fast for anyone to notice. Near the edge of the box, in two chairs, sat the president and his wife. He ran towards the man with the large black beard, who was undoubtedly Abraham Lincoln.
Goodbye, Abe.
The president slumped over in his chair. He died the next morning, April 15th, 1865, 7:22 a.m. The first American president to be assassinated. Booth then jumped down onto the stage, breaking his leg on impact with a loud crunch.
Isn't that the famous actor, John Booth?
He shot Abe!
Booth then yelled the Virginia state motto.
Sic semper tyrannis.
It meant thus ever to tyrants. John then made his great getaway, limping out of Ford's Theater, where he met his accomplice, David Harold.
Hurry up. I broke my leg and was recognized.
Here, let me help you onto your horse.
Thanks, but we need to get going.
They then galloped off. They then rode until they met Dr. Samuel Mudd, who treated Booth's leg, which would lead to a life sentence for Mudd. They then found passage into Virginia by crossing the Potomac River.
Do not make a sound and keep your head low, Harold. The Union is leaving no rock unturned looking for us.
As multiple Confederate sympathizers helped Booth and Harold on their journey, they eventually found themselves at Richard Garrett's farm, concealed in the dark. One night, Garrett told his son to lock the entrance of the barn where Booth and Harold were sleeping to make sure that Booth didn't steal his horse. This allowed the men of the 16th Cavalry to confront them.
John Booth, William Harold, come out. We have you surrounded.
We'll never come out.
Burn down the barn. We'll smoke them out.
The barn went up in a fireball of orange and red, sending a plume of smoke high into the air.
I don't want to die. I'm coming out. Don't shoot. I surrender.
Hands up. Get on your knees, William Harold. You're under arrest for aiding and abetting in the murder of Abraham Lincoln. John Booth, we'll give you one more chance to surrender.
Never.
He's raising his gun.
Booth was then shot in the neck by Union soldiers. He was then retrieved from the burning barn and died minutes later from the wound on April 26, 1865. All of Booth's accomplices were later captured and hanged, and what was the largest manhunt in history came to an end.